those of you that are in season, amen. Find somebody, if you know what's going to happen, amen, and tell them what they're about to do in the next several moments. Say, just let them know what they're here for and how to get that goal accomplished. Let them know what their objective is. Find somebody and just go to them, amen. Crystal, why don't you help us do that, amen. Get out there and find yourself somebody and let them know what their goal or objective is, amen. Everybody got it? And did you tell them how to get it accomplished? Amen. Who knows what they're here to do? Why are we here on a Friday night instead of at a movie or at a restaurant or in a cemetery? What are you here for? Why do we have a Friday night meeting? Amen. Jesse, you can leave your door open. Amen.
Good. Yeah. Town. Everybody dance now.
feels good to me. I don't know about you. Everybody just, everybody say on high. Everybody say pump it up. Everybody say on high. Come on. There you go, there you go. That's better. On high. Say lift it up. Come on, right here. The world. On high. Somebody praying. Come on, it's Friday night. Come on, give him praise. You didn't come here just to look. Agreement here. So say on high. So say on high. Yeah, come on, come on, come on. On high. Come on. Come on, let's push it. On high. Come on. Come on. Just put it up there. On high. Come on. Say get it up there. On high. How many of you saved and filled with the Holy Ghost in your heart? How many of you saved and you know it? Can anybody praise him like you? Can anybody praise him like you? Can anybody praise him like you? Can anybody praise him like we can praise him? Some say no. How many of you want to rock the crowd for you? How many of you want to rock the crowd for you? Don't nobody know what he's done for you but you. So ain't nobody going to praise him like you should. Ain't nobody going to praise him like you should. Ain't nobody gonna praise them like you should. Hallelujah. This year. How did you get there with the praise? That's why we're here. Why do you think we're here? So you can praise him. Somebody say glory to God. Say glory to God. Thank him for the authority of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say just hit it on the, come on. On high. See, God's got something going. Jesse, I want you to play it like you're going out of your mind. Just beat it. You're anointed. You're one of the best ones out of here. Come on. Go on and praise him. Come on, praise him. Give God your best. Give God your best. Give God your best. He ain't done with you.
free. Somebody get a Holy Ghost. Have a Holy Ghost hit me. Have a Holy Ghost. Come on. Don't just sit there. Come on. Get out there and just pray. Come on. Just get out there and pray. I'm going to do my part. You do your part. Do your part. Come on. Do your part. Red, go ahead. On high. What do you think that means when we say on high? Some say the high praises. Say the high praises. Say the high praises. The high praises. I want you to look up to heaven real quick. Say, Jesus, this one's for you. You pat your foot for Jesus. Just pat your foot for Jesus. Look at those feet. If he put some good shoes on your feet, just pat them in there. Say, Jesus, these shoes are patent for you. Come on, just pat your feet. Just pat your feet for him. Just pat your feet for Jesus. He just might give you a new pair of shoes. Say, I'm gonna pat my feet for Jesus. Come on, Pav. I dare you just to stop it. Come on. Young and you know it. I mean, you're still young. Say, I still got it in me. Say, I still got it in me. I mean, you still got the Holy Ghost. God told me that he's going to work your stuff out tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You want to get your deliverance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Somebody said it's all right. You don't know how good it can be. My. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 How many of you need a deliverance? How many of you need a breakthrough? How many of you need a breakthrough? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want you to give God a Holy Ghost fit just for a second. I want you to praise God like you're going out of your mind. Chase the devil out of his place. Come on. Right where you are. Don't you go back there. Hallelujah. Get right out of here where you got some space. I want you to praise him for me. Is that all right? Yeah, yeah. Look at somebody and tell them. Look at somebody and tell them. Say the breakthrough's in the praise. The breakthrough's in the praise. Now, just for obedience sake. Just for obedience sake. Just for obedience sake. I just want you to praise him. Just start to do it right now. Come on. Just start to praise him. Come on. Come on. Come on. Somebody praise him. I did. Come on. Praise him. Hey! Praise him. We'll be right back. Hallelujah. I wish I could get somebody to praise him with me. I wish I could get somebody. I can't tell you what he said yet, but I just wish I could get somebody to praise him with me. I just wish I could get me one person to let the Holy Ghost praise him. Look at somebody and say, he told them. Say, put it back. Say, put it back. Say, put it back. Say, put it back. In the name of Jesus. Look at somebody and say, you can expect your stuff to come back together again. Everybody just do this.
say step up. Come on. Well,
I went to the enemy's camp. Come on. And I took back what is stored for me. Took back what is stored for me. Took back what is.
Come on. Every time we say took back, he stole from you, you gotta look at a different place and think about one thing he stole. Is that all right? Now you just think about it. If it's took your money, you have to go, I took back. So reach over there and grab that one thing. If he stole a loved one from you, reach over there and grab him back. Somebody say hallelujah. If he stole a job from you, you reach over there and grab that job back. Hallelujah. If he stole a relationship from you, you can reach out by faith and grab it back. Somebody say. You know, when the devil steals from you, he's not going to put it all in the same place. So you got to reach all over the place. I'm going to say, just in case it's over your head. I'm going to say, that's the stuff you don't understand. You know things. If you had a good thing going, you know it was a God thing, the devil stole it. You know there are church members you can grab back. Some say, he's stuck. Say, grab him back. Now I want you to look around yourself. Come on, look in the spirit. Look at all your stuff the devil stole that you're supposed to have. Some of you had a higher degree of, come on, finances rolling in your life. You know you can take that back. You can take that back. Some of you lost your joy. You know you can have that back.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back.
Come on. Do you know what you're taking back?
Yes, I took back.
Do you know what you're getting? Come on. To come back together again. Say, I expect it to be back the way it's supposed to be. How many of you want something back you thought you lost? Look at that person. You thought you lost it. Say, you thought you lost it. Say, it's coming back. Do you hear me? It's coming back. Say, hallelujah. Now, I just want you to praise it for a couple seconds. If you can receive it. Can you? If you can receive it. You coming out of a war looking like that? You come out of the war looking like that? Say, it's on my side there.
Something for you. Say, God's ready to do something for you. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place. See? Look at somebody and say, that thing was just a lie. Say, the devil's under my feet now. I'm gonna get to the next level walking on the devil's head. Say, step up. Say, he's no longer in front of me. He's under my feet. got the victory.
Well, I got the victory. I got the victory.
Come on, we gotta get in.
I got the victory. I got the victory.
Bring you through.
flaming. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I think you heard the word in all of that, didn't you? You may be seated just for a few moments. Somebody say glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're just doing a Holy Ghost meeting, and that's what it's all about. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless. Somebody say it's the power of God. Say it's the power of God. Everybody say good news.
Good news.
Say good news.
Good news.
Good news is the power of God unto salvation. Get that on the inside of you. God wants some power to start to manifest in your life.
Amen.
Everybody say good news.
Good news.
It's the power of God unto salvation. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. Good news, good news is the power of God that brings salvation. Now we know the best news is that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's no longer dead. He's risen. We don't have to die in sin. We get to go to heaven. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank God for that. I don't have to be in front of you long tonight. I just want to teach you one thing, amen, and give you what the Holy Ghost gave. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what my job is? To make your life better and get you to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
That's all my job is to make your life better
and to make sure you get to heaven.
Praise the Lord.
And in order for me to do that job well, I can just do it by running my mouth and telling you what God said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if I'm going to make your life here on earth by the Holy Ghost just a little bit better, you got to learn how to have that thing to happen, because stuff, junk happens. Crazy stuff happens that you need to be delivered out of.
When life starts to get around, the negative stuff starts happening, and you get these symptoms going on, things that you don't like, and all of a sudden you feel trapped in. I know what's going to happen. Come on. Anybody ever felt trapped into a bad situation that God needs to step in on? That you need to be saved out of this? Calamity, debt, joblessness, relationship problems. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes your life feels like it's just falling all apart. Amen. Amen. But God can save it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He can salvage what the devil tears apart.
Amen.
Somebody say God can salvage it.
God can salvage.
That means he can save it.
Amen.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that people just junk before the time. But God can save that situation if you just hold on. And it says this, that the gospel, someone say the gospel.
The gospel.
Good news.
Good news.
Now take it that way. And of course we know that that means the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Of course that means the gospel of Jesus Christ. But really, somebody say amen. You can also say that good news. Somebody say good news.
Good news.
The right word at the right season spoken. Amen.
Behold
how good it is.
Amen.
Oh, you know where I'm going to go. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That prophetic comes when you're in your worst situation and the word of the Holy Ghost comes, amen, and he tells you something good when everything else around you is going bad.
Amen.
Somebody say good news.
Good news.
Good news. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not of the shame of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the anointing. Amen. Somebody say the good news, that comes out of the anointing. For it's the power of God. Listen at the Holy Ghost tonight, church.
Amen.
For it's the power of God unto salvation. Why do we get into worship? And why do we get it? Because worship brings you to Jesus. It brings you closer to the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You get into worship, amen, all of a sudden you can feel his presence all over you. The he inhabits, somebody say
he inhabits.
The praises of his people.
The
heart of the praise, amen, the higher you go.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He inhabits the praises of his people, amen. And the Bible says, my God shall supply
all of your need.
Check out this. According. Somebody say according.
According.
Say according.
According.
To his riches.
To his
riches. Where?
In glory.
Somebody say in glory. Now glory is the manifest presence of God.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say hallelujah.
Jesus.
See, some people only get their need met according to the manifestation. Amen. You know, that glory of God comes in there and they, you know, they don't do anything to get the glory of God to be manifest and wonder why their needs not getting met. So say
your needs met
according to the manifestation of his glory. You ever heard God just shows up? Somebody say hallelujah. You have a need that needs to be met. God needs to get on your face before the Holy Ghost. Say, God, show up. And you know what? He'll meet your need according to his manifestation. When he comes in a big way, how many of you know he shows up? Amen.
Amen.
He always shows up to do something.
Yes.
Now check out this. Now we get to praising God. We get to loving God. We get to worshiping God. All of a sudden you sense his presence. He's not there just to make you feel good, but thank God about it. He's there to do something. He is salvation.
Amen.
He's coming to fix something for you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord. There's an anointing in this place tonight. I wish that your faith was there to receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, I got some words for you. Hallelujah. But I got
to
teach you about those words so you know what to do with it. Amen.
Amen.
Some said, I'm not ashamed.
Now,
see, you can get ashamed of the gospel. Some people hear good news and act like they don't need to hear it, or they didn't need to hear it. You know, oh, it's not that bad. God give them a word, and they just sit there. Oh, it don't mean nothing to me. Hallelujah. Oh, that word don't meet my need. You know, I'm not going through anything. I don't, come on now.
Amen.
Everything's just fine. I didn't heard it before. Amen. They just sit there. Oh, it's nothing. I got it all together. But when God, when you're going through something, amen, that nobody knows about.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, God starts to speak to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to stand up and say, hey, that's me. Stand up boldly and say, I receive it. Somebody say, glory to God. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do you come boldly to the throne of grace? Amen. When you hear the word of God, do something about it. Amen.
Amen.
When you hear something for me, you need to shout out, that's mine. I got it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shout on it. Dance on it. Do something about it.
Glory.
Act in faith on it. Somebody say,
amen.
Somebody say,
don't be ashamed
of the good news. You hear these words. I mean, boy, we get into the presence of God. So many things comes out of there. It's like rivers of living water.
Yes.
All this stuff comes as soon as you hear something that needs to go for you. You know, I like the church I came out of. Amen. They catch them and it would do something to them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When they felt it, all of a sudden you hear something. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, you people act like you don't know. I don't want to go back to square one. Amen. You got the CD. You need to buy some, get some CDs or get some for free and listen to it that way.
Amen.
When is it fit to have a Holy Ghost fit?
Glory to God.
Some of y'all need to listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say hallelujah. Now listen. My God shall supply all of your need. How many has a need?
Amen.
I'm trying to teach you how to get your needs met. According to his riches in glory. You need to be rich in glory first.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You need to be rich in glory first. And then, somebody say hallelujah. Now listen, they said that the glory of King Solomon or the splendor of King Solomon, now the world sees glory, amen. People can tell when you've been in the presence of God, amen. It starts in the spirit and then it manifests. Somebody say hallelujah. Prosperity follows his blessing, his glory. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You start praising God real good. Glory to God. Stuff just starts to stick to you. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God. They can tell. Amen. You're like a magnet attracting the blessing of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What happened to you? I got into the presence of God and things just been getting better ever since. My God shall supply all of your need. See, you got to get, when you got a need, you need to beat it there. Amen. Sorry, I got some work to do. We don't know about that around here yet. Amen.
Uh-huh.
I'm going through something. If I could just make it in the door. Amen. I don't care.
Amen.
Everybody can have an attitude. Glory to God.
Amen.
They can all be tripping and trying to look sedity and sophisticated and going through all that other stuff. Amen. But I got to get to heaven. I need to get
glory
to Jesus.
Amen.
See, I'm going to get something out of it. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Now listen. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So say, when you hear the good news,
the power
is there to bring salvation.
Somebody
say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you hear him tell you some good news, you ought to know that the Holy Ghost has got an anointing that's got you, that's looking for you.
Amen.
When you hear it come out in worship, you need to know that as that next level comes, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
The power is going to be behind that word, amen, to bring you deliverance.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. I don't think you're catching it. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
He doesn't forget.
Amen.
He doesn't forget. You can predict where the anointing's going to go. It's going to follow the word.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
So when you hear those things, you get up in the worship, all of a sudden you might hear something spit out or something going, amen. You say, hey, that's my word, amen. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to draw the anointing to me.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm going to pull
on
the anointing. Woo, glory to God. I'm a pull. How many of you got a situation you need to pull on the anointing for? Amen. Say, I heard the word. Somebody say, amen. God's looking for me. I need to pull on the anointing with my faith. Somebody say, hallelujah. The good news. See, good news goes forth. Amen. People hear certain things. We got some good news a couple days ago. Amen. Good news, when God starts to say good things, you can hear bad stuff all the time. Forget that mess. There's no power in bad news. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The gospel is good news. So if you get a bad report, don't worry about it. There's no power in it. Somebody
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's no power in bad news. Hallelujah. Unless you put it there yourself. When you hear bad news, you need to activate something else. But there's no power in it whatsoever. The Bible says that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Somebody say there's power
in good news.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Don't let me walk out of here. Amen. Don't let me just walk out of here tonight. Amen. When we're teaching on this stuff, glory to God. When I got good news for you. The Bible says, how lovely are the feet of those that bring good news. Announcing peace. Amen. Proclaiming news. Amen. Of happiness. So say, God reigns. Somebody say, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. How lovely are the feet of those that come bringing good news. Why? Because if they come bringing good news, they're bringing some power.
Amen.
Say, the person with the good news,
has got the power.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Power of God unto salvation. So when the anointing is fresh on a Friday night, when we get into his presence, amen, you'll start to hear little words and little messages. And if you're smart, when you hear something, amen. So say, that means that the power is manifest. That you need to wake up and get yourself open and say, hold on, I heard some good news. Now I'm going to wait for the power of the Lord. So when they start laying hands or doing whatever they want to do, God's going
to
activate that good news. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as soon as the good news is activated, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With the power of God, salvation will be manifest.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, son of the basada de Mahaya. Oh, son of the basanda de la basanda. Sikoronomasiki de la banda de la basiki in the Thank you, Jesus. Pull on the anointing just for a moment. That's all I have to teach you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some say, lovely are the feet of those. See, that's how you see. You got to, if you want to get something out of church, you want to get something out of the anointing, you want to see salvation manifest.
Amen.
If you're going through something that's not right, there's salvation that needs to happen there.
Amen.
Salvation means peace. If there's no peace going on, see, the devil gets in there and disrupts the peace. Amen. He disrupts the peace. There's some situations that aren't peaceful. The devil's busy. But when the word of God comes, he'll come and speak over that thing and say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. And there's a word of the Holy Ghost in this house tonight that will cause peace to come to your storming seas. Somebody say hallelujah. I got a word from the Holy Ghost that'll make your seas calm down. Hallelujah. And behave themselves. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And good news. Now, let me tell you what. Don't take good news lightly. We've been learning how to reverence the word of God. We're just not trying to pat you on the back and, you know, and prophesy to you and go through a whole bunch of mess. Amen. I'm not going to tell you anything that I didn't hear from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God's not going to just jump on anything I spit out of my head.
Amen.
I've learned that. You're going to get this. You ain't going to get jack squat. It better come from the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody can tell you anything. I see you with this. I see you. I don't care what you see. I want to know what Jesus said and what God sees.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You can see anything you want to see. Amen. But I want to see, I want to hear what the Lord says. So if you're reverence, amen, if you get in this mentality, amen, that you have that mentality when you go in there and say, how lovely. Somebody say, glory to God. Be appreciative of the anointing and the bearer of the anointing and the bearer of the word. How lovely are the feet of them that bring good news. Amen. Now, those that were able to say that when Jesus came, Brother Tizo, Jesus came and he walked through the cities, and all those that looked at him and said, boy, you know what? That must be him. I'm going to follow him. Amen. But those that rejected Jesus, amen, that weren't able to say how lovely are his feet. Amen. They weren't able to receive from him. Amen. But to everyone that would receive him, somebody say hallelujah, they got blessed. And the Bible says, receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord. Now listen, the Bible also says, as your faith is, so be it unto you. Now, if you got faith, amen, that Pastor Ross just here and he's just wasting time, guess what's going to come to you? Amen. You're going to get a message from a pastor that's not going to do anything but waste your time. Somebody say hallelujah. If you say, oh, he's just making it up and it ain't the Holy Ghost, guess what? To you, everything, the only thing you'll be able to reap from that, amen, is what's going on in your head. As your faith is, somebody say hallelujah, so be it unto you. Now, if you're getting up there, amen, and you're getting that right mentality, say, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to separate this. That's not Rod up there. We don't need just a person. Glory to God. I can get a tape. Amen. But that is the anointing of the Holy Ghost manifest to bring good things to me.
Amen.
Somebody's heard from heaven. See, you'll go to certain places and say, God sent me here to tell you something. Glory to God. And many people can't receive that. Amen. Because they don't have that kind of faith. Some say it's all about the word. Reverence that thing, amen. And when you hear the good news, amen, there'll be power. God's trying to get you to receive power on your good news because you're getting good news, amen, but it's not being activated.
Amen.
So God's trying to teach you that there's power behind good news. You can tell when somebody's about to receive something. You can speak a word to them, amen, and the anointing should jump. You mix your faith with it, something should happen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, amen. Oh, well, whatever. Thank you. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Or you can believe that the Holy Ghost speaks. Amen.
Amen.
And when the Holy Ghost speaks, that's a powerful supernatural thing. Amen.
Yes.
Not something to be taken lightly.
Amen.
Not somebody just speaking from experience, amen, and just wishing. If I was going to just, I hope that this will work out for you. That's what I'm going to tell you, amen. But if I tell you something under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that's what I know is going to be, amen. And I expect you to mix some faith with it.
Amen.
Some say there's power there. Say, I've heard the word. Now I expect the power of God to be manifest. And when the power of God is manifest, salvation is going to come. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, stir up your faith. Stir up your faith right now. Stand up right where you are. Amen. If you're hungry, you'll get something. Somebody say hallelujah. We're going to let you out of here if you want to get out of here, but God just might have salvation for you.
Amen.
The Lord just might have some salvation for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on now. Get in the Spirit. Get in the Spirit. Get in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you got a situation, draw the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Or stay where you are. Amen. Stay in that situation. Pull on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Brother Dean, there's a storm going on. Hallelujah. There's a storm going on.
But greater is the Holy Ghost that's in you than the devil that's in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greater is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you than those that are decided to live, that they want to live in the system of this world. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you, amen, than he that's in the world. Glory to God. So the anointing on you is stronger than anything or any form of opposition that's coming against you, and you're going to stand. Hallelujah. You're going to stand, and God's trying to let me tell you right now, amen, that you're going to make it out of this situation if you hold strong your faith and your confession. Hallelujah. You're going to win. Victory's on the way, and God's about to give you a turnaround. There's about to be a turnaround. There's about to be a supernatural turnaround as a life that you've never seen before. He's going to loose his spirit in your home. He's going to loose his anointing in your home. His anointing in your home is going to be manifest. Yeah, you'll see it like a cloud. You'll see it like a cloud. You'll see it like a cloud in manifestation. Just keep your ear to the voice of the Holy Ghost and stay in the place of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And manifestation will happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said he's going to turn your situation around. Hallelujah. He said he's going to turn your situation around. You better get your faith on. He said he's going to turn your situation around. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And in a matter of days, it will be put back together again as the Lord hath said. Hallelujah. But be pliable to the voice of change. Hallelujah. Be pliable to the voice of change. Get under the wave of the Holy Ghost because God wants to do more. Hallelujah. You were trying to settle in and try to do some things, but God had some greater things that he wanted to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's got higher plans for you, greater plans for you. He's got a word on your life that you need to stay saturated in the anointing of the Holy Ghost that he might get his total plan accomplished. Hallelujah. Now you're going to have faith. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. 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 Yeah, glory. That word about putting it back together again and backsliding, returning hand, it shall be manifest. It shall be manifest. It shall be manifest. It shall be manifest. As the green grass grows. Hallelujah. As the green grass grows. Glory to God. Yeah, God hadn't forgotten that word that he gave you. Hallelujah. As the green before the grass. Yes, someone, as the green grass grows. Hallelujah. It'll all be put back together again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't understand that green grass growing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I believe she does. Hallelujah. Oh, I sense the anointing. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, what you getting anything? Glory to God. What are you getting, brother? Hallelujah. Getting blessed? Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, all I got for you, there was a wave. Brother, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a wave that just came around the thing here and just went in your direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A wave, a spirit of favor. Hallelujah. Just a spirit of favor. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Something's going on around your property. Hallelujah. Something good's going on around your property. Hallelujah. And I see some angels around your property, and they're on the four corners of your property lines, and they're shouting out, be back up. And God's saying they're going to hold it together for you. Hallelujah. I don't understand that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's assigned angels around your home. Hallelujah. On four corners. Amen. And they're standing in defense. Amen. And they're saying, back up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I don't understand this either. Maybe you do. But I just saw like your home not flooded in a negative sense. Hallelujah. Not flooded in a negative sense, but just the inside, just like flooding. And usually floods represent anointing and represent the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's a presence, amen, that's there. Amen. But God's going to flood it out. Hallelujah. Amen. And it was real strange. It was like, boo, boo, boo. You ever seen that thing, amen, when the water was just coming up completely, amen, and nothing could survive when it's just flooded by. There's going to be such an intense presence of God that everything that doesn't need to be there, amen, or happen there, any negative
atmosphere, every negative spirit, every negative flow. Glory to God. God said he's going to saturate that place with his presence, and nothing's going to be able to be in there. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And floods represent new covenant. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to survive in it. Hallelujah. After a flood, you know, when there were some things, amen, and God just said, forget that, amen, he gave them a new covenant. Hallelujah. That means you got some new promises from God that you can expect to happen. Amen. And I also saw the property glowing. Amen. I saw the property glowing as if lightning or light was coming out of that property. Amen. Like a rainbow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's always a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So the flooding and the things that you've been experiencing, the overwhelming pressure and all that stuff, God's about, amen, it just felt like pressure there. The glory also is known as pressure. And the glory of God filled the house where they were sitting. What it means that so much pressure came in that place. Amen. Amen. That was the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That situation. Amen. God wants you to know he is totally in control and he is not going to let you down. Glory to God. He's promised never to let you down. And don't you worry about a thing. Rejoice and celebrate. Hallelujah. Because it's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be better than what you thought it would ever be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because your heart is really to please him and to serve him and to love him. Hallelujah. Yeah, God said, just get on with that. Hallelujah. And he'll take care of your stuff. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's going to give you another one, too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Good news is the power of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Unto salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Glory to God. Well, for those who just didn't get a word, we're just going to lay hands on you. Is that good? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many got faith? How many got faith? How many you got faith? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Samanayatarushinamah. Well, walk with me, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got one, but you can be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Yesonamahaya, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Fall. There it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The anointing, the oil from heaven. Saturate and fill right now in the name of Jesus. Take total control. Take total control, Holy Ghost. Right now in the name of Jesus. Loso nabasike zendeyoba. You got a lot of property to fill, God. Move in the name of Jesus. Ye como sana. He's got a lot of areas to get into. Hallelujah. He's got a lot of stuff to get into. Hallelujah. There's a lot of areas. I see the anointing oil just going to different areas, different cracks and crevices. Hallelujah. And it's getting there. Hallelujah. Yeah, you need to get it from heaven. Hallelujah. Your blessing comes from heaven. Hallelujah. The anointing comes from heaven. What are you looking all around for? It comes from God. My help comes from above, from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what I'm hearing. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, right now, the next level in the name of Jesus, make life better. Yeah, you've been blessed and things have been going on, but God said, yeah, it's time for things to get better. Hallelujah, it's time for things to get better. He wants to get involved with your life. His presence wants to be manifest. His presence wants to be manifest. He wants to make it better. Total control. Seek his face. Seek his glory. Hallelujah. His presence will be manifest. And I guarantee you things will be better than you ever thought before. For your faith's been increased. Your faith's been increased. Your faith's been increased. But now he wants to blow your mind. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, you better let him make it better. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. There it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, his voice. He's whispering. Hallelujah. Listen to his voice. Listen to his voice and quickly obey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Right there, I see angels. Glory to God. Angels of God. Hallelujah. You got one right in front of you. It just blew in your face and you didn't even know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. God said, he said that things were supposed to be better. Hallelujah. 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 So, amen. So you can expect it to manifest the anointing of God there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you. That's a word from the Holy Ghost, people. You don't understand it, amen, but you have to allow that to happen and confess that, amen. And I heard him say, I said things should be better, and as they receive the better, glory to God, I'll be able to manifest myself. Yeah, there have been opportunities of embetterment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There have been opportunities to make things better, amen, but worry, stress, and anxiety have gotten in the way. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Somebody better, you better stand up right now. I heard a strong word from the Holy Ghost. Right there. I heard him speak and almost thunder came. He said, relax. Oh, glory to God. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. And as he said it, I just heard the thunder and I felt the wave go through the room. He said, relax. Don't you dare worry.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Yeah, and before he said, I said things should be better. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it. Glory to God. Say, I will listen to his voice and obey.
I will listen to his voice and obey.
I will not let Satan
stress
my day to ever let it happen again in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo. She just took it up to another level. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to receive it yourself. And I got a word for you. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Say Namana. Say Nibana. Say Nibana. Somebody say the good news.
The good news.
Is power.
Amen.
Say the good news.
The good news.
Is power.
Power.
And God told you to enjoy yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah. I got it.
Oh. Oh! Yeah, there's a. Oh my God! Oh! Oh! La la basada ba la bahana. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's got it all taken care of. Say, I will not worry, nor will I fret.
I will not worry, nor will I fret.
God will never fail me.
God will never fail me.
He's going to come through.
He is going to come through.
Hallelujah. I'm enjoying. Life.
Life.
Oh, Jesus.
Enjoy life. Enjoy. The power is there for you to enjoy it. He said, enjoy it right now.
Amen.
You better start changing some plans. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You better change it right now. Hallelujah. Somebody gave you some bad news, told you things gonna get worse. God said, you better enjoy. You better get in joy right now. God said, you better enjoy life. It's not gonna be depressing. Glory to God. It's not gonna be a bad day. Glory to God. Things are about to get better. Enjoy it. And I hear him say, now. Oh, get a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I will rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enjoy. 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 Say, it's the joy of the Lord. Say,
the joy
of the Lord. God said he's done some things for you, but you haven't enjoyed it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Time to get out the bubble bath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you. Say, Satan will not chase me from the place that God had provided. I'm going to be there. I'm going to enjoy where God's got me. Devil, who do you think you are? Say, I'm going to enjoy this.
I'm going to enjoy this.
Bible says weeping may endure for a night. That means if you let it.
Thank you, Jesus.
But joy.
Yes, joy.
Joy.
Ooh, amen. Ooh,
that's a word for it. Joy comes in the morning. And I'm here to tell you about the Holy Ghost and good news. Amen.
Yes.
Joy comes in the morning. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. It's a new day.
Hallelujah.
Arise, shine, for your light has come. Revelations there. New revelations there. Amen. The darkness has been dissipated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The powers of darkness, glory to God. Hallelujah, are scattered. Glory to God. By the good news, the revelation of God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just real quickly as you got that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You've already been prayed for. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed. Blessed. Expect the manifestation of blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, things
are better
even now. Both hands up. Say, things just got better. I am blessed.
I am not
stressed, worried,
nor
say
nor
do I fret because God
told me
to enjoy
myself.
And the angels of God
are sent forth
to manifest
great things
in my behalf,
and I will enjoy it
right now in the name of Jesus.
Ha ha ha
la bosata. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. La tara mosiki ni mahaya. La ta. Oh. Y'all need to get some of that. The power of God. The power of, you need to get plugged in when you see the power of God. Get in on it. So it will activate your word. That's the power of God. Hallelujah. That's the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Power to make everything all right. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Better. 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 Look at somebody and tell them what you got to do. Say, if I were you, you know what I believe you need to do?
See that? He got the word. The demons and the principalities that are staking you out and got your stuff all messed up, joy will weaken their power. Demons don't want to stay where there's joy.
Amen.
Demons will not stay where there is joy. Hallelujah. Demons won't stay where there's joy. And if you want to get the devil out of your home, out of your business, out of your car, out of your life, joy.
Amen.
Somebody say, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 3 seconds, just laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Think about that thing that's got you all worked up. Laugh about it. Now I want you to take your business real serious.
Oh,
yeah. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
So say, loosen up.
Loosen up.
You got your blessing locked down.
You got your blessing.
You ever met people that met good people? They were at a bar, and just because they were laughing and enjoying themselves, they ran into the right person.
Amen.
So say, get in joy,
because
God's got something for you, and it will find you as it sees the joy
on your life.
Say, joy,
joy
is attractive.
Is attractive.
And there's a word from the Holy Ghost, I'm going to let you in. God wants you attractive.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now just smile real big. Everybody, come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Others are ready to go home. Stand up, Jesse.
Please stand up.
Stand up. I will. Stand up, Jesse. Look at somebody say, I'm paid.
I'm paid.
To laugh and smile.
To laugh and smile. Amen.
You ever went to the airport and picked somebody up, held up the sign? You called their name out?
Amen.
See, that you know that angel's going to see it and say, oh, you're the one that's expecting me.
Amen. Amen.
Say the happy one.
The happy one.
Gets it. That's from the Holy Ghost,
amen.
See?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm trying to help you out.
Amen.
I'm trying to help you out.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. You know what? I'm so glad. I had an appointment. I don't got it tomorrow. Amen. My appointment got canceled. Thank God. You know what? I can enjoy myself tomorrow. No, I'm going to go out and be happy. Walk around smiling. There's a blessing on your way if you get in the joy.
Amen. Amen.
Are you getting blessed back there, honey? Please smile. Get the devil back. Thank you. That's good.
Where's your laugh?
Let me help you. We're done. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Get your hand out.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha See, if you sense something, you have to go with it. Because that's the power of God to bring that word that you heard to salvation. Use your microphone. Oh, yeah. I like to hear the microphone. Jesse had to go to a funeral today.
I'm sorry, it's just hard. You can't stop laughing. Well, we're going to take an offering. I've got offering envelopes if you'd like one. Everybody?
Even if you don't want one, we got it. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Pass it out in faith and ask the Holy Ghost what to put
in. Since no one wants an offering envelope.
Everybody gets one.
Talk about the offering envelope for a minute.
Keep talking until they want one. Hallelujah.
You don't want one now, but when I'm through, you're going to want one.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you can't cheat.
Give them offering envelopes. Pass them all out. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost on that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pass them out. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Pass them out. Pass them out. Pass them out. Pass them out. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at that offering envelope. Just look at the offering envelope. Say, this
is
ground.
Ground.
Look at it again. This is ground.
Ground.
Now, anybody, when they were throwing out land, when they were giving out land across the country, they were just rushing and racing to go get some land so they would have some ground to put some seed in.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That envelope is ground.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you plant in it and bury it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I promise you, it'll come back.
Amen.
And it has been thoroughly, amen. That ground, we have more than enough manure, amen. And hard times, amen, it is fertile soil. Somebody say hallelujah. So when you tithe is one thing, but when you sow offerings, you're planting seed.
Amen.
And I promise you by the Holy Ghost, amen, put a seed in the ground. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I promise you, your situation will turn around.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the day is coming. I saw it in the spirit. I got excited. I hadn't gotten paid yet. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. I hadn't got paid yet. Amen. But I saw myself in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoicing. Amen. I can't wait to sow.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't wait to sow because I know where to plant it. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Can't wait to sow it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The day has come. We're going to start doing this around here because you need to get to Revelation. After you get your stuff together, stand up after you got your seed together. Amen. And you need to see that. You need to rejoice. Somebody say, the Lord
loves
a cheerful
giver.
Giver.
Somebody say hallelujah. Jesse, get a seed and put it in there. We need this. Hallelujah. Give me one too. Give me some too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I dare you to write on the back of this envelope that you're sowing tonight a thing that you need God to move in. I want you to do that. An area that you need God to move in, I want you to write it on the back. I don't care if you got anything in the envelope or not. I need some seed. Hallelujah. You don't have it. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. An area that you need God to move in. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm glad to be learning about seeds. So y'all think I'm just playing with this offering tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I need an ink pen. Hallelujah. Say, God is going to
move.
I got one right here. Thank you, Jesus. See, you better get your faith together. God's going to move on this. Watch. Hallelujah. God is going to move on this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I don't know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Now get up and hold that seat up after you get it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, God is going to move on this seed. I mean, now you better believe it. Now see, there are people in the Bible that prayed and God would move. But this is also a biblical thing. Did you know that? This is the biblical thing that they did. They would get a request out there and then they would get a sacrifice and cut a covenant with God on it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God would move on it. Amen. If they had faith, God would do it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I want you to look at your request. Say right now in the name of Jesus, I'm planting this seed right now by faith. And I know that immediately the power of God and the angels of God will be sent forth immediately in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. Gloria, I need you to help us round these people up and get them up here. Amen. And come on up in an orderly fashion. Amen. And plant your seed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Do as you're told. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Father. Come here. Hallelujah. 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 Father, that prayer spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Come here. Hallelujah. Come here. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on over here, Jesse. Help me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. You prayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, loose what is due right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. What do you need? Hallelujah. What is that? Glory to God. The Spirit of God. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, God, that she can sense your spirit, your anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Sweet smelling fragrance of the Holy Ghost, manifest presence of God all over that home right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you better Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be manifest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I curse that right now in the name of Jesus and release the power of God. God, move right now in the name of Jesus. Help. We believe it, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Do it, Father God, supernaturally. And we take the weight off of his shoulders right now in the name of Jesus. I curse any more accumulation of that situation right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, he's got cooperation. Thank you, Father. 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 Yep. Glory to God. Glory to God. Fear not. Step out in the name of Jesus. Manifest it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't even know who that is. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The voice of the Holy Ghost is manifest even now. Power in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just yeah. You right on the back of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What you gonna put on? What do you believe in God to do? Hallelujah, Shemahai. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bosana yekyo bara andale le bosai.
Ooh, I heard echoes. Oh, glory. Jesus.
Hey, you know, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. He can do much. What about you? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Everybody point to my envelope and say, let it be.
Let it be.
Supernaturally.
Supernaturally.
Done. And I pray that these things not only get done, but they get in a, that they be done in a way that you know it's God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful? We get to see y'all. Amen. Sunday morning.
Hallelujah.
At 11 o'clock. Expect to be attractive. Amen. Because God wants to start to use you. Amen. Amen. So realize that eyes are on you. Amen. Eyes are on you. And God's using you as a witness. Amen. So be open for opportunity. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen. So be the blessing that God wants you to be. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you for letting us keep you here a little bit later. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go out and enjoy yourself. Hallelujah. In a saved way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.